As Professor Horton just mentioned, the enslaved Americans often and regularly resisted their enslavement. They rebelled, they ran away. But for those who remained captive, what was life really like? Not just the brutality, but the everyday tasks of picking cotton, chopping tobacco, nursing other people's children. Scholars have long noted how enslaved Africans continued the African tradition of working to the rhythms of songs. And in the New World, those songs told their stories. In the book, The Sounds of Slavery, Discovering African-American History Through Songs, Sermons, and Speech, authors Shane White and Graham White include an 18-track CD of recordings. Most of these songs are from the 1930s, vocalized by folk artists who heard these tunes from former slaves. Here's a track called Oh, If Your House Catches Fire. It's a Levee Camp holler performed by Willie Henry Washington at Cummins State Farm in Verner, Arkansas in 1939. Whoa. That was Oh, If Your House Catches Fire, sung by Willie Henry Washington from a 1939 recording made in Verner, Arkansas. We'll continue our series looking back at slavery on this 200th anniversary of the abolition of the international slave trade later this week when we look at the role of the Quakers in the Underground Railroad.